UT's biorefinery plant just a few days from producing ethanol. Welcome, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.
We've been working now for about 3 years to bring this to the state that it is now, and I really think that this is only the beginning of what has tremendous opportunity going forward to be a much bigger project even, and benefits, significant benefits for the state and our citizens.
That's University of Tennessee's Dr. Kelly Tiller, and she's president and CEO of Genera Energy Corporation. That's the group overseeing UT's biofuels initiative. And we're only a few days away from what many feel is just the beginning of production of ethanol at the Vonore Biorefinery Plant. Now, this plant will process corn cobs at first, and then will add switchgrass as the primary feedstock for the biofuel.
This is not the only solution. This is not the silver bullet. This will not solve all of our energy problems. But we believe this is a near-term path. This is something that's ready to go right now today and can be a beneficial bridge to newer technologies and a cleaner energy future. And on that path, this particular technology, cellulosic biofuels, has a lot of other benefits that we think are attractive, including the rural economic development, the agricultural development opportunities.
And the hope is to eventually utilize some 1 million acres of switchgrass in the state by the year 2025 to produce about 1 billion gallons of ethanol a year. And while the pilot plant will only produce about 250,000 gallons initially, Dr. Tiller says this is just the beginning of a whole new industry for Tennessee and America.
Our real end goal is to develop an entirely new industry. This is not about just one demonstration plant. It's not about working with a few farmers to produce switchgrass. This is about building the infrastructure to really support a brand new bio-based economy.
Tennessee working to become the nation's leader in biofuel research and production. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.